thewellnesscouch.com, streaming wellness into your lives. Download the app today.
Welcome to the Self Love Podcast, the show that helps crack open your heart and inspire a deeper regard for your own well-being and happiness. Proudly brought to you by 28 Essentials. Here's your host, the gorgeous Kim Morrison.
Welcome to the Self Love Podcast. This week's quickie is an invitation. An invitation for you to take some time out in this incredibly busy, fast-paced world where you get to rejuvenate, relax, learn, and take some time for you. We know that in this daily life, this busy life that we lead, we often neglect our own well-being in the process, busy looking out after everyone else and excluding the most important person on the planet, and that is you. But when you can carve out some time in a dedicated self-care weekend, it can work wonders on resetting your mind, body, and spirit, and ultimately propelling you towards becoming the best version of yourself ever. So what does this mean? What does it look like? Well, we know we need to unplug and reconnect sometimes. We know that to come into a weekend like this, it's important to switch yourself off from all your devices, outside influences, and actually disconnect yourself from all things, including technology. This gives you space to reconnect with yourself and your surroundings. I love the fact that this essential self-care weekend that I personally have been running for over 2 decades allows you to do that with permission. We also talk about nourishing your body. It's not just about pampering. It's about nourishing your body from the inside out. When you come along to the Essential Self-Care Weekend, it's an opportunity to prioritize healthy eating habits. It allows you to actually look at what you're putting into and onto your body. And we get to teach you some beautiful techniques that are easy to implement the minute you leave this 2-day workshop. This weekend also allows you to engage in activities that bring you joy, helps rejuvenate your spirit and tap into the part of you that does ultimately want to live a life of joy. It's not just about reading a book or exploring nature or practicing a hobby. It's about spending quality time with yourself and beautiful people who allow you to prioritize activities that make your heart sing. We also know that weekends like this give you a time to reflect and realign. When you can take time to reflect on your life goals, your priorities, yes, we have a beautiful journal and workbook that you get to fill out for yourself, allowing you time to explore your thoughts and emotions in a safe and supportive space. You can use this time to assess what's working well in your life and areas where you'd like to see growth or improvement. In these 2 days, you get to set intentions for not only the week ahead, but the month, year ahead. You get to create a plan to align to your actions with your aspirations. One of my favorite parts about this 2-day weekend is we get to practice gratitude. This is a transformative practice that can shift your perspective and cultivate a deeper sense of contentment and fulfillment. I invite you to take time in this weekend to actually reflect on the things that you're grateful for in your life. Now, that might sound beautiful when life's going great, but it is especially important when we're going through challenge, turmoil, trauma, or change. We know whether it's the support of loved ones or whether it's moments of joy or taking time to acknowledge personal achievements, expressing gratitude can help you cultivate a positive mindset and enhance your overall well-being. And we all could do with a dose of that. One of the other things that I love to teach in this weekend is about embracing rest and relaxation. Whilst it's good to be busy, and I think in this day and age, we've kind of almost glorified busyness, I think it's also important to recognize the value of rest, relaxation, and taking some time out. This weekend is an opportunity to slow down, recharge, and prioritize your self-care. So you might want to indulge in a bubble bath afterwards, but I will teach you how to practice mindfulness by looking out for yourself and using restorative activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Why do I call it the Essential Self-Care Weekend? Because I think it's important to prioritize and make self-care an essential part of your well-being. You're not just investing in that well-being, but you're also setting the stage for personal growth and development. Regular self-care practices can help reduce stress, boost resilience, improve your overall quality of life, and make you put you back in the driver's seat. When you take time to replenish your own cup, you are better equipped to show up as your best self in all areas of your life. And most importantly, if you're a mama bear or a daughter, a sister, a friend, it also allows you to show up your best for them and give them permission to do the same. Now, what will we cover in this weekend? Oh, honestly, I'll just dip into the workbook right here and now. We talk about the conscious and unconscious mind. We talk about your true purpose. We talk about the masculine and feminine energies that run through every vein in our bodies. I teach you the three principles and pillars of self-care. I show you what self-love means to you, how to create your dream life and eliminate sabotaging thoughts. We talk about the two main emotions, love and fear, and how excuses hold us back from living our best life. We talk about what it means to fall in and out of love with oneself. We dive deep into your top five values, knowing that that is how you run your life. Your beliefs and perceptions will come out of these five values, and we want to make sure they align intently with what it is that you want to create in your life. We talk about the difference between motivation and inspiration, and then we tap into my favorite tool of all, and that is aromatherapy. I will show you the qualities of essential oils and how to use them in your daily life with care and with confidence. We talk about the main activities of these essential oils. I show you the doctrine of signatures, and of course, you will be given a quick reference blending guide so that you don't have to know anything about aromatherapy, but you will leave here confident to know exactly what oil to use, when, and how. We talk about the benefits of essential oils and also the first aid kit, which is something I believe every home should have. Tapping back into that mindset, we help you to eradicate limiting self-beliefs. We talk about self-awareness and the importance of how important it is to actually acknowledge yourself, warts and all. I show you the steps to self-care, the eight human needs, and here's a key one, the three requirements for change. Like if you really do want to change and live your best life, there's three very important requirements. We know that communication is key with yourself, your loved ones, your workplace, everything and around you. And I love to talk about the fact that health is your greatest asset. We look at the questionable ingredients to avoid in skincare and food. I teach you my number one daily ritual that I have done without fail since I was the age of 18. I will talk to you about breath work. We talk about self-care and skincare rituals. I also share with you my top 10 things that I do before 10 a.m. One of my favorite things to do is the personality workshop, where we get to tap into the aspect of you that has you show up as your best self in your personality, and you can be unapologetically you. We talk about the self-satisfaction quiz, the self-love circle, which is the heart of my work, and also we set some smart goals to create a life by design. That's just some of the things that we will be tapping into in the Essential Self-Care Weekend. There is three different opportunities for you to be at this workshop. And if you go to the website 28.com, that's the word 20 and the number 8.com, then you will get to see the three places, the three workshops that we will have for you on the 25th and 26th of May. We have Melbourne. Hello, beautiful Melbourne. We're coming back. We then have the 19th and 20th of October on the Sunshine Coast. And for those of you in Australia that are going, yeah, I love the Sunshine Coast and I love Melbourne, but I'd actually really love to go to Queenstown in New Zealand. Well, guess what? The first time ever we're running this workshop on the 2nd and 3rd of November. So you have time to get along and book your ticket. You also have the option of a VIP, which gives you a whole lot of beautiful products and a little bit more time with me. And you also get to buy your standard ticket as well. So if you're ready to surrender and let go of the demands and responsibilities that you have in your life for a whole weekend, and you want to give yourself a break and step away from the pressures and worries of our crazy busy world, then I know that this weekend is calling you. And I cannot wait to see you there. Look forward to having all your questions because I can answer those for you wholeheartedly on my Instagram page, Kim Morrison28, my Facebook page, Kim Morrison Training. You can even reach out to me, info@kimmorrison.com, for any questions you have around this beautiful, amazing weekend. And I have subsidized this so much so that I've made it very price accessible. You are not going to believe the price when you log on to 28.com under events and see the incredible, amazing price. It's a no-brainer. I look forward to seeing you there. Don't forget to follow us at thewellnesscouch.com/selflovepodcast. And I also am very, very grateful to 28 Essentials for sponsoring this show. Cannot wait to hear your thoughts, comments, and feedback, and look forward to seeing you at one of these beautiful signature weekends where you'll get to tap in, recharge, tap out, and also check back in so that you can be a part of the most extraordinary thing on the world, in the world, and that is you living your best life. Take care, be kind, and I'll see you at the Essential Self-Care Weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Self-Love Podcast. Be sure to write a review and share the love with your friends and family. And head over and visit Kim and her team at 28.com. That's the word 20 and the number 8.com. Take good care.
This has been a production of TheWellnessCouch.com. Check us out on Facebook and join in the conversation on Facebook.com/TheWellnessCouch. Subscribe to each show on iTunes and check us out on Twitter. The Wellness Couch, streaming wellness into your lives.
Whilst the Wellness Couch presenter endeavor to provide accurate and helpful information to their listeners, these podcasts cannot take into account individual circumstances and are not intended to be a substitute for health and medical advice from a qualified health professional. You should always seek the advice of a qualified health professional before acting on any of the information provided by any of the Wellness Couch podcasts.